shrinking gigantic numbers. When we talk about space, things get really huge. Even though there's no way we can imagine how big the universe is, astronomers developed ways to measure parts of it. Then they had to develop ways to talk about those measurements. Look at the numbers on your paper. They are so long, it would take so long to say them that astronomers would use up all their time just saying one number. Plus, they'd need a lot of extra paper just to write them on. Look at the number in the blue box. That's the Earth's mass in kilograms. I didn't even know how to say that number, so I had to look it up. The number is 5,772,190,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, all those zeros were other numbers, it would take forever to say. So, instead of saying that whole number, scientists came up with an abbreviated way of writing numbers. To abbreviate means to make something shorter, like writing ST for street in an address, or saying TV instead of television. Scientists do the same thing when they measure really big and really small objects and distances. This system of abbreviating numbers is called scientific notation. Let's go through the steps together and shrink down our big number. To make scientific notation, 1. Look at your large number. Decide how small you want the final number to be. A number in the thousands is easy to work with and easy to say. Move the decimal point from the last zero over to the left to create that number size. Here, you will add a decimal point to the right of the 2. Find a good place to round. Do you need a decimal for your answer, or is a whole number enough? Since we're making a number in the thousands, we don't need a decimal. Let's round at the 2. Draw a line through the rest of the numbers. These are the numbers we'll chop off. 3. Write the smaller, rounded number followed by times 10. Since we're rounding to the 2, we have to write only the numbers to the left of it. So, let's write 5,972 times 10. 4. Count how many numbers you crossed off in step 2. This is your power. How many did we take off? It might be easier to go back to the original number and count because the commas make it easier to count. How many did you count? That's right. 21 is our power. Write this number small and up high next to the 10. 5. Read your new number. We read this number like this. 5,972 times 10 to the 21st power. The powers are always read as ordinal numbers. Now you read it. 6. If this number still seems too big, move the decimal point again and change the power. Let's say we want a number that's smaller than 10 so that it's easy to add. Just move the decimal point. Ah, top of the 10. Count the numbers and add them to the 21 we already have. Let's round to 2 decimal points so we can take off the 2. We moved the decimal point over 3 more places. So what's our new power? Right, now it's 24. Write the new number in the box and let's say it together. 5.97 times 10 to the 24th power. Round again if you need to. Great job, class! Now, when you see numbers written in scientific notation and the numbers look small, you'll know that they're really gigantic.